Fantasy Radio Love, Deja Vu, hanging out with you on this Sister Girl Tuesday. We are setting things off for you, of course, with all your favorite songs. We'll spill some tea, several special guests, Sister Girls, of course, stopping by today. Rachel Lindsley from The Bachelorette, Dr. Melina Abdullah, one of the BLM founders from Cali. And then we'll give you all the drama, what's going on with T.I., Tiny, and all that good stuff. So let's get ready to turn up with this music, boo, of the Deja Vu Show.
Somebody said they saw you.
Gossip, news, and drama.
We got it all.
It's time for Deja Vu to spill some tea.
I ain't wanna gossip, so you ain't heard that from me.
You gotta hear it!
Hey, we're spilling that tea about your favorite celebs. I heard that Cardi B might be teaming up with Lizzo for a jam. What? I heard that Spike Lee is supposed to be doing a documentary as we approach the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. And right now, though, we have professor, activist, co-founder of the Black Lives Matter movement in California, Dr. Melina Abdullah, talking to us about Invisible Portraits. It's a movie that's going to be airing tonight on OWN at 9 p.m. Eastern, and it's going to be featuring Miss Abdullah, of course, and many other women. It's produced by OG Egbuanu. Dr. Melina, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. All right. So you are a part of the Invisible Portraits movie. How did you become a part of it, and how did it impact you just even seeing it unfold?
Sure. So the filmmaker, OG, found me and asked me if I would be a part of the film, and I am so glad that I agreed to do it because it's just...
Hey, babe, it's your Radio Love, Deja Vu. Got my sister girl, Rachel Lindsay, in here, the first Black Bachelorette. She's going to school us on Bachelor Nation, what Matt James should do, and what she's actually going to be doing following this whole debacle. We'll talk about it in a minute for a special edition of So What You Sayin'.
What you saying?
Hey, what's going on? It's me, Deja Vu. We got my girl, Rachel Lindsay, still in the building. And when we talked to her, she had a lot to say about Bachelor Nation, the Matt James issue, and everything else that she's got going on. Take a listen.
All right, so let's talk about what's happening right now in the season of The Bachelor. I know you're still attached to it in certain ways, but now there's some heat around certain comments and everything.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that the perception is, number one, and... what do you think? How do you think Matt's holding up in all this?
I think Matt James said it all in his statement. He put out a statement and really hit every point, laid it all out. And I think it was great because so many of us were speculating, what's going on with Matt James? How does Matt James feel in all of this? So I was really proud, and I'm pretty close with Matt James, so I was really proud of him to put out that statement, to just be fearless, to say what he feels, how he feels, and his disappointment in it all.
Okay, stick around because Rachel is giving us a hustler's tip before she pieces us out today. Hey, keep it here. We got to get this money up, baby. It's the Deja Vu Show. Hustler's tip on the Deja Vu Show, and
we always like to ask our people that come on the show just a hustler's tip. What would you tell somebody who's striving to get to that next level with their goals or business or anything that you could give to someone as a hustler's tip?
I would say build on the no's, stand on the no's, because those no's will build you up and lead you to the yes. People see the finished product. They don't know the journey that it took for you to get there. Even when I was The Bachelorette and I came off the show, I thought, okay, I've got this platform. This is it. I'm going to use the skills that I have to get the things that I want. I can't tell you how many no's I got. Fox Sports, ESPN, Complex, everybody was telling me no. I had to start over and reinvent myself and prove to them that I was more than just a reality TV star, more than a bachelorette. But all those no's did was fuel the fire within me to drive me to the things that I'm doing now.
It's deja vu, like deja vu.